This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending April 5th, 2019, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Minecraft continues to be a very popular video game for both adults and kids, allowing them to create virtual worlds limited only by their imaginations. Now, some enterprising Minecraft users have created YouTube channels and even a physical book using Minecraft to tell stories from the Bible. Each video is just a few minutes long, but uses the blocky characters to convey the biblical message in clever fashion. See the link in our show notes for more information. There's a Catholic pilgrimage so intense, it makes the TV show Survivor seem like a walk in the park. Loch Derg is an island off of Ireland with a monastery on it. Pilgrims spend 3 days eating one meal per day of black coffee or tea and dry wheat bread. They walk barefoot the entire time and complete 9 one-hour station prayers. To top it off, they engage in a 24-hour vigil with no sleeping at all. The aim is to strip pilgrims of every physical comfort to help them focus on what truly matters in life. Do you think you could do the pilgrimage? News reports out of Poland last week told us about a priest who led a public burning of Harry Potter and Twilight books, as well as Buddhist figurines and an African mask. However, Father Jarosiewicz has since publicly apologized and said it was only intended as a way for parishioners to dispose of items in their homes that disturbed them, and said he now regrets the whole event. Although burning the Twilight books, that might be okay. NASA and MIT have invented a new kind of aircraft wing that can change shape in flight in order to provide the most efficient aerodynamic shape for the velocity and maneuver of each moment of flight. Instead of being made of massive skeletal structures, the new wings are instead constructed from thousands of smaller modular units that can function independently. In addition to providing better maneuverability, the makers believe the wings would also be much less costly to manufacture, especially for large airliners. The Dave & Buster's chain of arcade restaurants is launching a new Star Trek VR game at its 122 locations. The game will allow up to 4 players wearing headsets and using motion chairs to rescue the USS Enterprise in a mission that offers multiple possible endings. It follows previous VR games, including a Jurassic World dinosaur game that was very popular. LEGO is offering a new programmable robotics kit for middle school age kids that will allow them to build and program their own designs. The Spike Prime kit includes more than 500 Technic pieces and can be programmed using an iOS or Android app. The kit's aim is to teach problem solving by giving the kids a specific goal and guiding them to that goal. They even have school-based lesson plans. It'll cost $330 and will be available in August. Amazon is cutting prices at Whole Foods again, hoping to cut its whole paycheck image. Everyone who shops there will see 20% reductions on many items, but especially seasonal produce. Amazon Prime members will also see more exclusive deals in addition to what they already get, plus free grocery delivery on orders over $35 and more. Burger King is partnering with Impossible Meats to test the Impossible Whopper, a plant-based burger that supposedly tastes, smells, and eats like a beef burger. They're now being tested in 59 Burger Kings in the St. Louis area. Red Robin restaurants are also adding an Impossible Cheeseburger to their menu. But would a plant-based burger that looks and tastes like meat be okay to eat on a Friday in Lent? And would you try one? The new live-action Star Wars series, The Mandalorian, coming to Disney's upcoming streaming service, is already being slated for a second season, even before anyone has seen the first. The Disney Plus service is set to launch in the fall, but the production team on The Mandalorian has already been given the okay to start production on season 2. Of course, how could the show not be a hit with Star Wars fans right out of the gate? There's a massive theme park in France that can transport you back in time. The Puy de Fou recreates key moments of French history across a 135-acre park and includes up to 2,000 actors at a time, as well as hundreds of animals, giving one-hour live shows and performances, ranging from Roman gladiatorial combat to Vikings on longboats to jousting knights, all the way up to Christmas Eve in the trenches of World War I. And of course, because the history of France is intimately tied to the Catholic faith, Catholicism is presented everywhere throughout the park. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at SQPN possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.